These are the best headphones in the world.
Does everything sound infinitely better?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
You're going to have to go change a few things now, huh? Like with like the sound?
No, we sound good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Can I open this?
I got
this?
You something.
Can I open this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got me something and now I'm going to open it.
I saw this and said, I need to get this for my partner, co-host, work wife, friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Here I go. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's everything I wanted.
Good. That's all you're getting.
Ready?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
You complete me. At work.
Justin signed it.
Yeah, he did.
Do I have to close this?
Yes, you do. Because I wrote in it, and let me just tell you how much I love you, bro, okay?
Okay.
Because every time you open it, Justin starts singing, yes. So last night, we have... Oh, my gosh. So last night... Let me see it. Last night, we have a baby. So I have
a
Sharpie, and I'm like... Okay, and I'm trying to, like, just open it. Ah! But every time, okay. So I'm just going to slide the Sharpie right here so I can try and, okay, I'm going to try and write like this. But inevitably, once you got to, like, halfway on the card, this. Over and over. It took me 20 minutes to sign this card.
For Celeste's birthday, actually, no, it was your birthday, I found all of these cards.
It's the best card.
And I was so upset because no one got me this for my birthday. You did. You did. You know me.
I do. I know you so well. I should have had you open that at the end of the show because then I wouldn't have to hear it over and over and over and over and over. So on that, everybody's got to tune in. Coming up at 7:15 this morning, we have a very, very, very special interview.
Mm-mm.
I have friends... who work at real radio stations, like Clear Channel, and always get emails for like random crazy interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin it. I'm not going to ruin it. We have a monstrous interview coming up at 7:15.
I don't believe it for a
second. I don't care.
I don't believe it.
I don't care anymore.
Last night
I was like, dude, she's going to lose her mind, and I don't know how to prepare her for this. We have a really big interview coming up at 7:15.
Mm.
Huge.
I don't believe it for a second.
I don't care.
Oh,
at this point, I truly don't care because I have told you and promised and no crossies to you many times.
Matthew from Albuquerque is on the phone. Maybe.
Hello.
Hello, Static.
Hey, Static. Hello.
Oh, it's Kevin.
It's Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, man?
Maybe.
Glückliches Weihnachten.
What does that mean?
Merry Christmas in German.
Ah, danke. I've seen Indiana Jones. I know like three words. two of them I can't say on air. Because it's usually when Nazis are about to get punched, they say things. And I just can't repeat them.
I hate Nazis.
Yeah. I introduced my children to Raiders of the Lost Ark for the first time ever this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
They loved it, I bet.
It was a weekend of weekends for introducing my children to new things. We started a new Christmas Eve tradition. Last night we watched Gremlins for the
first
time.
Nice.
Except...
Were you like bored or...
No.
Okay, good.
No,
I was like,
they
I still
not
like that
bored.
Movie.
They were definitely not bored, but my wife was a little mad at me because she was like, Steven, this is... scary.
It is scary.
If they get up, you are taking care of them tonight. But they are boys, so they were totally okay. They're like, this isn't scary.
And they share a
room.
This
is funny. Yeah, they loved it. Yep. So, how are you, Kevin?
Just lovely. I've been up all night.
Whoa. Oh.
No, why?
Awful. Because paperwork doesn't wait and people want to be cared for.
That's true.
True story. True story. Well, I want to be cared for. Everybody wants to be cared for.
Sure they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why God invented 911.
Oh, yes. Very true.
Truth. I thought you meant in the terms of, like, chicken noodle soup or like a hug or, you know, something to like rub your head if you don't feel well.
More like IVs.
Yes. Yeah. You have like a real job.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless you. We just talk. We don't do anything, really.
Nope.
keep me motivated.
All right, good.
Good.
That's all that
matters. That's what we're here
for. Right there.
Your motivation.
So, yeah. Dude, you got to listen if you're still awake at 7:15. We have probably the biggest interview we've ever had on the station.
Maybe I'll have to stay up and make some coffee.
All right.
Okay.
If not, it'll be podcasted. Trust me. This is going up on the web. So.
All right.
All right, Kevin. Merry Christmas.
Right. Later. Bye-bye.
I don't know what to do. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I want to believe you. I woke up this morning and I was like, this could really be happening.
Can
this
I be
could
honest
really
with you
be happening.
Something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My stomach has been in knots.
Yeah. I want to throw up.
Okay, good.
So this is real. This is real. This is real. No!
I haven't said who the interview is.
Oh, okay. Because I already know. Yeah,
I don't know.
I can't do this right now.
Coming up 7:15.
An interview.
Very special interview. I'm very excited.
That's all we're going to say until 7:15.
I was trying to think of a way that I could make Christmas like the best. And a card was cool. And like I had a bunch of little gifts in mind. Yes. Huh? Kelly, if you're listening, I'm sorry, man.
He doesn't believe it.
I love you.
In fact, he was really mean about it.
About the card?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know I had this.
Oh, no, this is what I'm talking about, the card.
No.
Because you're inevitably going to play it over and over and over. But it's better than what I originally wanted to get you. I just knew that I knew. In fact, that's what I said in the card. I had another idea in mind, but I knew that he would not approve of that in your home. So.
What is it?
Well, I can't say.
A cardboard cutout of Justin Bieber, because I already have that.
But remember when you texted me a photo?
No. I want that one!
I know.
But that's the one I wanted.
I know.
I just want both.
I just knew that no matter what, whatever I got you, Kelly wasn't going to approve of it in his home.
This is going to be Justin.
So I was like, what is the easiest form of Justin I can get?
I don't know.
Coming up 7:15. Do not miss it.
I'm going to be
sick. My Christmas present to Mitch.
I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be so sick.
I don't get nervous. I'm kind of nervous. So, all right.
Here we go.
Do that coming up at 7:15. Right now, some Cool Hand Luke. This is love. And it is, Mitch.
It is.
It's Christmas time. I'm so excited for today.
Me too.
All right. See you about Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Deer in the headlights. I'm not crying.
Are you?
No.
That's what the
song's called. Yeah. From their record, Drunk Like Bible Times.
Ooh. Is this like when Noah totally got smashed?
Yeah.
And
was naked?
Naked. Naked. Yeah.
Naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
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 From the neck down. Naked.
Wow. Is that what that means?
No.
Okay,
I just made that up.
It's Christmas Eve, everybody.
It is. Merry Christmas Eve, December 24th, just in case you're wondering.
That's right. Coming up in less than an hour, I will be handing over what is the greatest Christmas gift of all time to my co-host. I was trying to think of a way to just make your Christmas awesome.
Mm-hmm.
More so, make it to where nobody else could ever top my gift.
Oh, am I going to have a really upset husband?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Well, no, I just wanted to win here. I wasn't thinking like everywhere.
Okay, here. In this room.
Yeah, pretty much. I just wanted to make sure that
if this is real,
was the best.
If this is real, you win. You just win. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You like that card?
I love this card.
Christmas card.
He's
even got a bow on him.
He does.
Biebs. So, coming up 7:15, do not miss out. Something very special.
I'm not doing so well right now.
Why?
Because I am doing really well.
Did you sleep last night?
Yeah.
I called yesterday.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I fell asleep yesterday freaking out that I was going to be late today.
You're going to be okay.
So
dude, 9:15 Eastern time. Like, we're good.
7:15 our time.
Yeah.
It's, I had this awful feeling that I was going to wake up and the sun was going to be out. And I didn't know what to do.
You're going to be okay.
No, I'm not.
Stever.
Hey.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Mitch got me a nice gift.
Yeah, what'd you get?
A card.
It's pretty
with
awesome.
With my face on it.
This is true.
Yeah. But I did want to let you know I am making coffee. The cone filter collapsed and there was grounds in your coffee.
Oh.
So I'm remaking, I'm doing another pot.
Thank you.
Hey,
that's so nice.
And Steve-O, I set up the production room for recording that special event this morning.
So thank you. I called him yesterday.
You did?
See? She didn't believe me.
So we're set.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. I really did call him yesterday.
I'm going to be so sick.
And I said, dude, you don't understand. I'm a professional. I've been doing this 10 years. I'm not shocked by things. I just scored the greatest thing of all time, and I need you to make sure that, like, no matter what, we have it recorded because this is huge.
He needs to set it up in every production room and make sure that it gets recorded.
Hey,
because what if that computer freezes?
You don't know who we're interviewing.
I don't.
I didn't say.
You didn't.
Oh man.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's
just
okay.
Guys there.
I'm freaking out. No, I'm good. I'm good. This is totally cool. No. Oh my gosh.
We're gonna start a new tradition here. All right, because Christmas Eve, it's like traditions. Yesterday, I started a new one.
Yeah.
With Gremlins, with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1984 is when that movie came out.
Mm-hmm. I was -4.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Dude, PG back then was way different than PG today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
You have to be careful whenever you're watching an 80s movie.
Yeah, Chrissy, we're about halfway through, and Chrissy said, when are you ever going to learn that old 80s movies that say PG, you should probably watch first?
Rated R, for sure.
Not R. It wasn't that bad.
A very close PG-13 then.
I could count the language on one hand,
mm-hmm.
but there was still some language. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't tend to hear that in PG today, really.
Yeah. There, you don't.
Because the only cussing in it was the worst kind. There were like the GDs and the JCs, and that's the kind that kills me?
Yeah.
And that's the only kind that was in the movie. It was like, ah.
Isn't PG kind of... Are Disney movies rated PG or are they just G?
G.
What's PG these days?
I don't know.
Like,
got me.
Like Hugo?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't have PG-13
I don't really
yet
understand ratings.
Back then. So.
Yeah. Parental guidance.
In fact, thanks to Steven Spielberg who produced Gremlins.
Hey, but if you think about this, parental guidance, PG?
Yeah.
You kind of were parental
yeah
guidance for that throughout
the parental
that movie.
Parental guidancing. When are we going to watch... Raiders, Thursday?
Thursday, sure. I haven't asked Kelly.
What?
I forgot.
I've talked to you about this like all weekend through text.
I forgot. You mentioned it once.
You didn't ask Kelly?
And it was
Kelly?
After you had already...
Chrissy's like ready to roll with this.
Okay. I'll ask him.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
When are we watching Prep and Landing?
Oh,
we need to do that.
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah. We need to do that. I don't know when.
I don't know.
She's got choir practice, so right after the show, she's leaving.
Nancy refuses to watch.
Why?
You should ask.
Okay.
Why don't you just watch Prep and Landing?
Yeah, so it is Christmas Eve. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Monstrous interview coming up.
That's what I hear.
45 minutes. I'm making a new tradition.
Okay.
We got to go big or go home.
What is the new tradition?
Go big on Christmas Eve. Go big or go home. We're going to have, like, the biggest show.
Make me almost throw up on Christmas Eve.
So.
Oh.
We want to talk about your traditions. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Or if you just want to throw out some Christmas wishes to someone, let us know. It's Christmas Eve. And we're excited to hang out with you on this here final day till Christmas. Don't forget, coming up at 2, 4, and 6 today at Calvary of Albuquerque. Or Calvary Albuquerque.
Whichever
I keep adding the of.
It's Calvary Albuquerque.
Calvary
now.
Albuquerque. Our dear friends, Poema.
They will be taking the stage.
They will
for
be.
For some worship and some Christmas music. It'll be lots of fun, along with the Out Loud Choir, which I am a part of.
I know, you're part of the choir. I keep telling the boys that. They're excited. They're excited for the service today, simply to see Mitch sing in the choir.
There you go. It's not going to be that
true
cool.
True story.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
I told
exciting.
Them yesterday, I'm like, Poema's going to be doing special worship, and they're like, okay. And I said, Mitch is singing in the choir? Mitch is singing in the choir! I'm like, yeah. The choir. There's like 80
of
them.
You
it's
can't
not
hear
special.
Me. There's only, there's kidding. Not 80. It really isn't special. I mean, it's special that the choir's up there and we're going to have
it's
a lot of fun.
It's totally special. I'm just kidding.
No, it's not like I'm like taking the mic and having a solo or anything.
That's okay.
I'm excited to be in the choir though.
Yeah.
Because it's a group thing.
It's going to be awesome. So that's 2, 4, and 6 today at Calvary Albuquerque.
The 2 o'clock is the kids service.
That's
so.
The service I'm going to. Taking the kids.
Take the kids in the sanctuary. It's lots of fun. Get there early-ish.
Jesus cake.
It's a birthday party for Jesus. It makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm excited. That's going down today at Calvary Albuquerque.
Lots
you definitely don't want to miss it.
No.
Lots
don't.
Of fun. You want to play some Christmas
sure,
music?
Sure. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Not that one, though.
What?
This one is fine. No.
Okay.
We just played this song in a different version.
You're me and one, Mr. Grinch?
Yeah.
Did we? Okay, fine. I'll play it then.
We just played that.
Did we?
Yes.
Pay attention. Oh, we did Sixpence. I'm not paying attention.
See?
Ah, what would I do without you?
Oh, you know, play the same song over and over again. That's about it.
Fine.
Just play a song. There we go.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Rocket Boys marching to the palace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
6:41.
Steve and Mitch.
What's up? Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
I'm going to say that every 4 seconds because I don't want anyone to forget that it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Ever.
Question is, What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Dang it. I really do say doing like that.
That's okay.
What are you doing? Dang it.
You're from Moriarty.
That's not an excuse.
Any new Christmas traditions we need to know about?
Aw, Jimmy's working till 5.
We'll be here till like, I was going to say, you're going to be here till like 7.
Yeah, I'll be here actually probably till like 7:30. Yeah, p.m.
No,
7:30 a.m. because after this interview, I'm out. I'm peacing out.
If you're just joining us, coming up at 7:15, I will be unleashing what is the best Christmas gift I've ever given. We have an interview coming up at 7:15. I'm not saying who it is. I'm not telling you who it is because I don't want you to throw up.
I'm going to vomit. I'm sorry. Is that appropriate? I just want to.
It's okay.
I don't know how to express my feelings right now.
So, what are you doing today?
Keith says that he's baking. He is baking.
That's cool.
I like that.
I did that this last Friday.
Did you?
Yeah. I baked a bunch of cookies for our, what's those things called?
Christmas party.
Potluck.
Christmas party. Yeah.
Which was pretty stellar, actually.
You made so many cookies.
And I made out like a bandit. Literally, because I got a bandit.
What
for
did
my
you get?
Wall.
I didn't even. Oh, that's right.
I got Han Solo, a life size Han Solo.
Is that
for
what
my
he is?
Wall.
A bandit?
Well, he's a smuggler.
Oh, okay, so practically.
Have you not seen the Star Wars movies?
I have. I just don't.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know roles. I know that that two of them are siblings and they kiss at some point before they know they're siblings, and I'm like, ooh, weird. They don't know their siblings in the beginning, and so this happens, and then there's, like, outer space stars and aliens.
Outer space stars,
and
yes.
And I think there's a dude with, like, a mask on there, and he talks like he's always, like, he's on a oxygen tank.
Yeah, that's Darth Vader.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's really all I know about Star Wars.
That was amazing. Thank you for that. Wow.
It's really... Oh, and there's those cute little teddy bear things.
Oh. Oh, snap. They're called Ewoks.
They're so cute.
Yeah. Steamer.
Mitch, don't forget the Muppet.
And ah, yes.
The Muppet.
Greatest Muppet of all time.
Yep.
Yoda.
Oh, Yoda.
Yeah.
He's a Muppet.
Yeah, he's... Well, yeah, Frank Oz.
You know what I... The only part that I really remember, like, laughing at was when they had Yoda on their back, and they were running, but Yoda was just hanging on. I thought it was the funniest thing. It was just so awful. It looked terrible.
Why are you ruining my movie?
It was, and then I laughed a few days later because I saw a backpack just like that, and I died. It was so funny.
As Empire Strikes Back, that was Luke in Dagobah, the planet, training to become a Jedi.
Well, does he know that Yoda's not that big? And he should probably carry something heavier.
Size matters not.
Okay.
Right?
Really?
He's one of the greatest of all time. He's a very learned Jedi. Stuff. You make me sad. You make me very sad.
Never let go.
You just ruined the ending of the movie. Because then she does let go.
Spoiler alert. It's like the ship sinks.
Touché. Nicely done.
It's
like
history.
It. So coming up, man, Christmas traditions. What are you doing today? If you'd like to throw out some Christmas wishes to a loved one, 505-338-3700. The phone lines are open.
Victor is going to see The Hobbit.
Ooh, nice. That's a good Christmas tradition.
Saw that movie.
You'll be able to do that for the next 3 years because they milked it for every penny.
Seriously.
And every Christmas for the next 3 years, it'll be a tradition.
Yeah.
As people go to see the next one.
The Hobbit Part 2. But there really isn't like a name for it.
Right.
Because there's only one part of The Hobbit.
It's called
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
An even more unexpected journey.
You know what? If the next two are as good as this one, then I don't care. They could make 10.
Ooh. That's kind of
so good.
You're kind of asking for them to make 10 by saying that.
This is true.
You have to be careful.
We don't really want them to make 10. Thankfully, they've already filmed the first three collectively together.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting for all the posts.
That's going to be awkward for them to like talk about later. Like, yeah, it's been 6 years. I don't know.
Yeah. Static!
Hey, I got two things.
Okay.
All right, first, the next movie is going to be called The Desolation of Smog.
Yes. Yes.
And next, I heard your bit about Christmas wishes and stuff. Can I submit a prayer request?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'd like you guys to pray for my grandpa. He has cancer, and he got a relapse recently, and I want him to be okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like really worrying, and yeah. So it really helps if you guys could like pray for him.
Right on, man.
We will.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. What's his name?
His name is Michael Guy.
All right.
That's a cool name.
That is a cool name. Thank you for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you would like to throw down some Christmas wishes. Could be a request. Could be a prayer request.
Could be.
We're going to be hanging out with you all morning for Christmas Eve. It is cover to cover today, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour.
Ooh, it is.
Yeah. I feel like we got to do something special and Christmassy, because it is
Christmas Eve. I have a good Christmas album for that.
Mistletoe?
Yeah.
All right. We got a very large interview coming up in about 20 minutes.
Would you really let me play that album?
Not at all. No.
Why?
We're not playing Bieber. Well, okay. You know what?
We are.
I'm definitely not
going to
diss on anything right now.
You've never even heard the album.
No, I haven't. So I don't want to diss, and I especially don't want to diss in case people are listening.
Oh my gosh. If you diss, I will throw down. I will throw down.
Coming right back, we got some Tall Heart and more from you. Let's take one more before we go to break. Static!
Morning.
Good morning.
Again.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Hey.
I never recognize your voice right off the bat, but
then you
laugh and I've got it.
Because I have a ninja voice, but not a ninja laugh.
Exactly. Gotta work on that.
I didn't even know ninjas laughed. They're so serious all the time.
Well, it's just a vapor. It sounds like a vapor.
Lurking in the shadow.
So you were asking about Christmas traditions?
Yeah.
I have a tradition I do every Christmas Eve, and it's called the Shepherd Service.
Ooh.
And it's based on the verses in Luke where the angels appeared to the shepherds to announce the birth of Christ. And it's basically a service in which I compare those shepherds to our modern shepherds who are keeping watch over us even as we celebrate. And that's our military, our police officers, firefighters, paramedics.
Dude, that's an amazing tradition.
That
I like
that.
That
is really cool.
Yeah, and I do it in the plaza in Old Mesilla every year.
Oh, wow.
Every Christmas Eve.
Like open to everybody?
Yeah, it's open to everybody.
Right on.
Very
so
cool.
What time?
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tonight.
Tonight.
All right. All you Cruces people.
Very cool.
There you go. Pool boy from Cruces. He needs to get down there.
He can.
All right. Thanks,
Kevin.
Right.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Christmas Eve traditions. That's cool.
You can start a new one if you live in the Las Cruces area.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is a good one.
What a good dude.
Let
Glad
us know
I took
your
that call.
Christmas Eve traditions. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or give us a call.
505-338-3700. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back. It's Tall Heart. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Looks like pretty much all is clear. There is...
All is calm? All is bright?
Yes.
Cool.
Did you sing a Christmas song?
Round yon virgin.
No! I'm not done. We're Sorry. Not there yet. The roadway is reduced to one lane at Coors and Central because there's crazy construction work, so stay away from that.
Dude, it's ridiculous. We were stuck in that for like an hour yesterday.
And every Sunday. Anytime you have to go to the church, you're stuck in that.
Yeah, I know.
So...
That's insane.
There you go.
So stay away from Coors and Central. It's awful.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, bro.
How's it going?
It is 7:07. We are 8 minutes away. Thank you. We are 8 minutes away from Mitch's Christmas present.
Okay.
I wanted to do something rad for you for Christmas, but I'm broke. So I couldn't buy you what I wanted to buy you.
What did you want to buy me?
The mall wouldn't let me take what I wanted to take.
Did you ask? Did you ask them? No. You should have.
I didn't even know what store it was at.
I send you a picture. It's the Town of Perfumes.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Neither do I. I've never been there. But they have that cardboard cutout standing right there.
See,
why
had I known, I would have just talked to the mayor of the Town of Perfumes. Said, bro, I need this for my co-host.
And he'd be like, oh, your co-host. Of course. Take it.
Yeah. So I was trying to think of what I could do. And I don't ever, ever, ever use my radio-ness for anything.
But you did.
I don't like to do that. I don't like calling out favors or like, hey, you know this guy who knows this guy who knows this guy. Or, hey, you got this, who can get this? And, hey.
It's easy.
Hey, friends in real radio who get requests for real interviews all the time.
The only thing I like to use radio-ness for, and I'm not even that good at it, is the 6 degrees of separation. Like how many people until I can say I know this person.
So, I thought this would be something memorable.
Okay.
This would be something that you would never forget.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't told you who the interview is.
It's so weird.
You have your guesses. You have your guesses.
Uh-huh. I have a guess.
I will say this. Look at me. No crossies?
No crossies.
Yeah. We'll be talking to somebody.
Santa Claus is coming to town. What?
Who will be in Denver in 2013.
On January 7th.
Very, very early in January. Ah! Okay, I can't ruin it. Don't throw up.
I'm gonna cry.
All right.
It's 7:09. Do I really have to wait 6 more minutes?
So Christmas traditions.
Oh my gosh.
Christmas traditions are big.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know yours. It's Christmas Eve. What are you going to do today?
Ooh, someone. Stuart is snowboarding in Wolf Creek.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Jealous.
Yeah, we're working.
That's okay. I don't mind working.
Yeah.
It's okay.
This is true. This is true.
Eddie says, drumming at the Christmas Eve service at church.
Okay.
That's cool. Kevin, flying to Florida. Merry Christmas. What the heck? It's not going to be Christmas over there.
I don't think so. No.
Well, I guess.
But I think that's the point. I've never been anywhere like sunny for Christmas where you're like,
no, but I don't want to.
Yeah. I feel like it needs to be somewhere cold and dreary. Stever.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
This should only take about 10 or 20 minutes.
Yeah. See, Ryman, I'll have time for that.
Okay, can I ask you a question real quick?
Me?
Yeah, you're a pro. You've been in radio for many, many years. Do you ever still get, like, nervous for big interviews?
You know, whenever there's a big interview, Depeche Mode's People Are People song always kind of pops.
Yes.
They're just people, and you know, some of them
they're
are
just
jerks.
People.
This is true. Okay.
I'd rather sometimes really talk to you guys than...
I just wanted to ask you just in case I got nervous. I got to be honest, rarely, if I ever get nervous, my stomach's
If we start this interview at 7:15, it'll be just in time.
For what?
All right. Thanks for your help. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Jessica says packing, and she needs help because she's behind on packing.
All right. Christmas Eve, what are you doing today?
Sam is working. What else?
Yay.
Like, as if there's another option.
Welcome to the world of working. Does anybody have to work for Christmas Day? We actually are off.
I don't, but...
Minus, you know, the morning show.
Because
we're totally here.
Because
we're totally here.
Totally here.
And you can hear
us
tomorrow morning because we're totally here.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
we didn't record anything.
We didn't.
We're totally live.
Pre-record.
Oh man!
Anything. Why would we do that? I mean, this is a morning show.
It's Christmas Day.
Live.
I mean, ministry would expect you to be here on Christmas and not at home with your family.
If it's radio,
so.
It's obviously live.
Yeah, obviously live. But really, we're here today because the webcams.
Hey.
People are going to think we're not really here.
Oh yeah, we have to figure out the webcam.
Yeah, webcam. Mystaticradio.com. By the way, you can check out the webcam. Hi, we're really here. We're really live. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a holiday tradition of having to work on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
That sucks. Do you love it or do you hate it?
I really, really hate working Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, everybody's together. My kids are up with my wife, but I have to do it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I'm glad to be working. I work for the phone company, so we're never off.
Yeah, everyone's trying to activate their new phone.
Yeah.
it's actually pretty crazy because nobody even wants it at the house on that day, but, you know, whatever.
There you go.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. At this point, can you just say Merry Christmas? Because it's like...
No, because it's... Well, yeah, you can.
Because I feel like... Christmas Day almost ends at like 10.
It does.
When the presents are open and you're just lounging and you're like, well, now what? Does Christmas end? Or is Christmas...
It depends.
Because I feel like today is really
I'm not going to tell you Merry Christmas until tomorrow because I will see you.
Today.
Yeah. But like people like that, like I went and got my hair did this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I got my hair did. Oh, okay. Ow. Hey there, microphone. Okay. But... When I walked, I was like, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, because I'm not going to see them again.
Right.
If you're not going to see them again, then you can just say it. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
You okay right now?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
So, all right. It is Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve.
And I love you.
Love you too.
You're one of my favorite people, bro.
Hey.
You're my partner.
Ditto.
And I want to do something very, very, very special for Christmas,
okay.
In all seriousness. And, pull some strings.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay.
I have to be ready. There's not much I can do. One. Just kidding. Can I have this number when it's done? Can I just have it from my phone? I'm so nervous right now.
All right.
Making a phone call for my Christmas present.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the...
Interviews.
Greatest interview of all time. We are actually going to be talking to Justin Bieber's touring doctor.
Okay, cool. I like doctor.
Road doctor.
Really cool.
Hello.
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 Hi, I'm sorry. Is this Dr. Rupert?
This is.
Yes. Okay. on the phone now is the touring doctor for Justin Bieber. Now, you've been with Justin Bieber for how many years, sir?
Not too long, about 2.5 years.
So, when was Never Say Never? My co-host here, sorry, by the way, you're on the phone with Steve-O and Mitch in Albuquerque, and we are live on the air.
All right, greetings.
When was Never Say Never?
A few years ago.
Okay, so were you around, like, when he got sick and had all the crazy angitises or whatever? Didn't he get, like, really sick?
Yeah.
I was. He gave me permission to talk about this.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
To you all.
Okay.
So, yeah, he had a bout of diverticulitis related to Crohn's disease,
mm-hmm.
Which is a very serious problem. And so...
Wow.
He actually gave me permission just because we want to spread the word.
Right. Pray for him. Make sure he's doing well.
Yeah.
The Biebs. Now, my co-host here is a way bigger Bieber fan than I am. I got to be honest. But I'm kind of doing this for her because I knew she wanted. And since we couldn't get Justin, I thought we'd get somebody who's part of this tour. Because you guys are going to be in Denver in January. And so.
Right.
Feel free, Mitch.
I don't know what to do. January.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was January, right?
It is January.
Early,
Denver.
Early January. This human
January
being will
7th.
Be there.
So
I didn't say January 7th. I said early, early January.
Okay. I don't know what to ask right now.
Yeah. Really, really early January for a very, very special show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it may not actually. Is it January 7th? I get the dates mixed
7th.
Up.
7th.
It's, we're playing on January 1st.
January 1st.
Oh,
that's right.
So
January 1st.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, you did not.
So, January 1st, you guys have a show, a New Year's show, right?
It is a New Year's show. It kind of spans the days between the 31st and the 1st.
Ah, okay.
Apparently, hi, I know who this is now. You're so stupid.
So, welcome to the show.
Dr. Rupert.
Dr. Rupert or Reese Roper, if you will. Hey, man. Hey, first of all, Merry Christmas and I love you. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Steve. I love you too.
So, Five Iron.
Hi.
Can we talk about the frenzy of Five Iron? This is my dear friend Mitch, by the way. She's a crazy fan.
Hello, Mitch.
Hi.
She actually.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Yeah. You don't have to be sorry. No, you're really a doctor. It's cool.
He really knew what he was talking about. Yeah, so, I'm we like, had to go with somebody. Yeah, you know.
I'm just impersonating a doctor. I'm really a male nurse.
Okay.
A male, which is almost a doctor.
Practically a doctor.
You
know,
you can put an IV in or something. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Move people from one table to another. I don't know. Just kidding.
Yeah, we do a lot of that.
So, my co-host here is a big old fan who, like, went through Kickstarter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She actually
went to
the...
Why did you make me look like a creeper?
Went
cool.
to the show in Denver for your guys' relaunch and was really excited and was way too nervous to actually ever say anything to you. So, I said, I'm going to call my friend and I'm going to make her talk. So, Mitch, go ahead. What did you want to ask Reese?
How's it going?
It's good.
I don't know.
Oh, Reese. So you guys really do have a show on New Year's because Five Iron, new record, new stuff. What's up?
We hope. we've been working on this record. You know, it was part of that was why we did the Kickstarter thing, and so we're done with all the instrumentation. I just have to finish vocals. So,
all right.
Are you still like super surprised that the Kickstarter went so well?
Yeah.
I couldn't get over that. I was like, they reached their goal a long time ago, people.
Yeah, this is great. So,
yeah.
Now you're like forced to be
a
band.
I have to slap myself still all the time. Close my head in the car door.
That's
so
dangerous.
Are you amped for 2013? Was 2012 awesome, chaos, or everything in between?
For me, it was kind of chaos. My wife is from the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, and we had a little girl, and so she wanted to move back closer to her family. So.
Which, congratulations.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks. But it's like the same time we were doing all the Five Iron stuff, so I've been doing a lot of flying.
Yeah, so you're nowhere near Denver anymore. You're like way East Coast, and yeah.
Yes.
It's just kind of sad.
Yeah. It is. You should come here. It's very
never.
Sad.
You should just go back to Denver because it was like a 6-hour drive.
It's a little
it was
bit
way
more
easier.
You guys made that drive in 6 hours?
Yeah.
Yes.
I
mean, if you're going the speed limit, it's like 7.5.
Chrissy wants to go to Maine for our anniversary. Is that anywhere near you? I don't
closer.
Know. I don't know the East Coast at all.
It's closer.
I really don't.
It's closer than Colorado.
Okay, there you go.
And all those states are really small, right?
Exactly. So. I watch Homeland. I know.
Until you get to Maine.
Yeah. So amazing. So 2013, what do you want to happen in 2013, Reese?
I was totally hoping for the apocalypse. But
yeah.
They made it to 2013.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
I do want to go see Justin Bieber at the beginning of January.
Dude, you're going to be in town.
Yeah.
He kind of planted that in me.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
It's going to be a show.
It's an experience. You got to witness it at least once, I guess.
Once.
Just once, please.
just once. I hope we're hoping to put out that album in the spring.
Okay.
We don't know how we're going to do it yet. We don't know if we're just going to self-release or if we're going to go with there's a couple of record companies that we're talking to about distributing it. I don't know. So we'll see.
Okay, well...
Go ahead.
On the way there, I have a question. Why does Albuquerque suck so much that you can't come here and perform? From what I hear, you had a pretty loyal fan base here in Albuquerque.
I know.
In fact, I know four of them who drove all the way to Denver.
What? It's Christmas Eve. Cut him some slack. This is my friend. You can't be a jerk.
You're right. You need to come to Albuquerque. We're trying to play a bunch of shows this year.
Okay.
But because Dennis lives in New Jersey, I live here. Mm-hmm. Sonny lives in L.A. The way that we're trying to play is that we'll just take one weekend a month and we'll fly into some place, play it, and then drive to someplace close and play that and then go home.
That makes sense.
So it would be, it's totally feasible to do like Albuquerque, Phoenix.
There you go.
So hopefully this year we will do it. And we did, like some of our best shows were in Albuquerque, so we will not forget you.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Actually, you know what, I didn't really know Five Iron until
you're 12.
3 months. Shut
That's
up.
You're 12.
I'm not 12. I didn't know Five Iron until like 3 months after you guys broke up the first time. And so, I didn't.
That was the same thing for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
As long as we're on the same page.
I woke up. Where did I get these tattoos?
Awkward.
On the phone, Reese Roper, frontman of Five Iron Frenzy, playing in Denver on New Year's. You're going home.
Yeah.
You're going home.
Yes.
In fact,
just like John Denver sang about in the song "Take Me Home, Country Road."
Exactly. Here's what has to happen, because Project 86 announced that they are going to be filming the Fall Goliath Fall music video at this show.
Ooh.
Please,
really?
Please crash that.
Yeah.
Please do something amazing. Now that you know, you have time to plan for whatever awful costume you're going to wear on New Year's and crash their music video.
It's like a themed party, too.
Please.
So you're going to have to.
As we speak, I am watching a full-size gorilla costume on eBay.
Yes!
That's amazing.
Yes, please do that. Project 86 announced it this week that they're going to be filming the music video for their latest single at this show. And I thought it was perfect because I just want to see you somewhere in the music video.
I just wonder for them, do they think that they're going to get a serious video out of this?
Possibly. They're so brooding and serious. It's Five Iron. So it's Project. So I just really want you to crash it. Please do something amazing. Just for me.
Oh, the gauntlet has been thrown down.
And I know you will not let us down because you're amazing.
I don't know if I can live up to this.
So 2013, Five Iron Frenzy, new record, hopefully tours, and hopefully Albuquerque. And dude, Reese, Merry Christmas, man. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
And hopefully we will somehow see you soon. It was way easier when you were like 6 hours away. This is the worst.
It sure was.
So, all right, man. Well, have a Merry Christmas and hug your family. And yeah,
I will. Hopefully
we'll talk to you soon. I will. You know that Reese actually originally was, he married my wife. Did you know that?
Yeah. Only in dream form.
In dream form.
Oh.
I told Chrissy we were interviewing you, and she said, oh, you're interviewing my husband. That's awesome. I said, yeah. I'm only okay with it because it's you. So, it's all right. Yeah.
That's so nice.
Don't beat me up.
All right, man, we'll let you go. Have a great 2012, and hopefully the show is insane, and it's going to be, because, you know, you're going to be home, so.
All right,
man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being my Christmas present, Chris Evo.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Later, Reese. Reese Roper, Five Iron Frenzy. Is that cool?
Yeah, that was cool.
You all right?
That was good.
Okay, good.
That was good.
All right, just making sure. Some kids right now, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Almost You'll Be Sorry. Steve-O and Mitch.
When I'm gone. Just kidding, I don't know. Hey.
7:44 now. Oh, you know what we need to do? Take care of some traffic.
Because there's so much going on.
It is Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve, and either you are at home or you're already where you should be, because no one travels on Christmas Eve.
That's not true. There are plenty of people traveling.
Absolutely no one traveling. The road is reduced to one lane, Coors at Central, and it's chilly outside. That's all I got for you. It's traffic weather update.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And speaking of the Calvary campus, coming up today at 2, 4, and 6, some very special Christmas Eve services. The 2 o'clock service going to be the kids' service. Your whole family can be with you in that service.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have some birthday cake for Jesus.
It's going to be lots of fun.
And then the 4 and 6 service, of course, business as usual, where Bible Island is open, so you take your kids and, you know.
It's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, I'm excited. Poem is going to be doing special music, and the Out Loud Choir.
The Out Loud Choir will be singing along.
You are part of that.
I am. I will be on stage.
You are the you in the Out Loud Choir. A couple things can't spell without you.
You.
Out Loud.
You. Out Loud.
Yeah,
there's two U's. There
yeah,
are two
I know.
U's.
A couple things you can't spell.
Without
out
you.
And loud. No, without you.
Without you.
Biebs. So earlier, you glad it's over?
Yeah.
I called you and said, hey, we have an interview. It's going to be of epic proportions. You thought I was talking about Biebs. I never said Justin Bieber.
You didn't. That's the thing. That's why I didn't want to believe you, because you wouldn't outright tell me it was Justin Bieber. You just made Justin Bieber references the entire time, which is funny that you know Justin Bieber references.
How did I make Justin Bieber references?
Believe me. Oops, I mean believe me.
You know what
me.
The funny thing is? I originally said, hit believe, but I was texting so fast that I accidentally hit B, and then I went back and I'm like, oh, no, that's hilarious. Yeah.
And then you play this song the entire time.
Yep.
Oh, you almost had me fooled. I was terrified.
And then it turns out my dear friend Reese Roper, frontman of Five Iron Frenzy.
Which is also amazing.
Yeah.
Since Five Iron kind of changed my life.
Yeah.
So they didn't know it.
I made sure I told them ahead of time, hey, she's like a super nerdy fan.
No,
and my purpose is to make her pee on air. So
you did not
let's
say
do
that.
Something
yeah.
awesome.
Immediately you start making me be like a creeper. Oh, yeah, she spent way too much money to go to your concert.
Oh,
once.
I already warned him.
Ah!
I already warned him. He knew ahead of time that you were
so
crazy.
Lame.
That you were a crazy fan. One of those crazy Five Iron screaming fans at the front. So
I was not at the front because I couldn't get
because
there.
You were it makes me laugh that you would spend so much money to go up to see their like reunion, like comeback show, and then not do anything at the meet and greet because you were too nervous.
There are 500 people there. Mm. And honestly, I feel like at least him and I have the same, like, this is super awkward. I don't want to do this right
yeah.
now. Like, we have that same personality. Where it's like, mm-mm.
Yeah, you guys are so similar.
So similar. You're so dumb.
Because if you missed it, we will definitely post our interview with Reese Roper.
That was amazing.
Five Iron.
My Christmas present from you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It was freer than actually having to buy you something, so.
That's okay.
Hope you loved it.
I got this.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, cover to cover, I've got a good one. I've got a really good one.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of A Star Shine Bright?
Nope.
It's a really great record.
I think I'm going to hear it.
With such artists as Sarah Mason. Ives
mm-hmm.
rocked a track on that. The EG did a cover of an Angels and Airwaves track with
awesome.
The gorgeous Chrissy Jeter.
Aww.
Lead vocals. Ever Stays Red. Some good stuff, dude. So I thought, it's Christmas. Let's do a rad Christmas record. And that's one of my favorites, actually. So
then we're going to hear it.
Studio 150.
Hey.
All those artists.
Right here.
Yeah.
in-house.
Pretty fresh. So we will definitely be doing that coming up at 9 o'clock. Until then, we're just kind of hanging out. It is Christmas Eve. We want to know, what are you going to be doing today for Christmas Eve? Maybe your church has some special services you want to tell us about. You can do that as well.
Yes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
All right. Coming right back, we've got the Hawk in Paris. Also some Pioneer. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Under oath. Unsound. It's kicking like off your 8 o'clock hour.
Sad news for them.
What?
It's the last song ever.
Ever?
From them.
No.
Practicing.
So Five Iron said.
Yeah, but they took 8 years.
They did.
To reform.
Took some time off. If you missed it, had Reese Roper on this morning. Special surprise for you.
Yeah, it really was.
Your Christmas present.
It was my Christmas present from you.
Yep.
And
I'm cheap.
No. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You had to work years for that friendship. So you didn't know what you were doing when you were doing it, but...
This is true, but I knew that in years, I would have to utilize that to my advantage in some way.
Yeah, and here's the thing that for people that don't know, Reese doesn't do interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't sign autographs.
Mm-mm.
I don't want an autograph. That's a creepy thing.
He's a good dude.
But he's a really hilarious on stage. I was too afraid to talk to him off stage.
Which is weird to me. He's just a dude.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't know him.
Right.
I'm not going to walk up to him and say, hey, I know Steve-O.
And Joey.
And Joey.
He's known Joey way longer.
And Chrissy.
And Chrissy. He's known Chrissy way longer than I've known Chrissy.
See, I'm not going to walk up and say that, but there's a big flock of people already around him talking to him and wanting to get a picture with him or something. I can't.
I did that once.
You did not.
I did.
Before you knew him?
No, not to Reese.
Oh, to who? Tell me.
Okay, so...
Who did you have a fangirl moment with?
We're at this concert. And a dear friend of mine, Steven,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, big part of the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows people. In mm-hmm. fact, he took this band out on, like, their first tour. Helped them get going.
Oh.
And so we were at the show.
No, you did not.
And Paramore plays. And I'm like, you know what? Steven is one of my best friends. And Steven knows her, therefore I should be able to just walk up to her and start talking to her because I know Steven and he knows her.
No, you did not.
So the show's going on, and I think at this point No Doubt was playing.
Oh, no big deal.
And she walks by with her, like, security guards, obviously. And without even thinking... Because, you know, at normal shows, if we throw on a show, I can just go wherever and do whatever.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Hey, Steve-O, okay, cool, security, whatever.
Yeah.
I jumped the railing.
And then you got tackled, didn't you?
And no, I made it all the way up to her.
Security sucks.
Made it all the way up to Haley. And I said, hey, and then she turned and looked at me.
And you lost it, didn't you?
And then she said, I'm sorry, I have to go. And then her security guard, like, ushered her away. And I was like, but you just, what? I know Steven! And then I realized where I was and went back to my wife.
And, like, she's gonna, okay.
I was with Chrissy. And she, we're like, talk, and I just, whoop, gone. Jumped the rail, gone. Gone, sorry, bye, gone. Gone.
Oh, my
Haley
gosh.
From Barrymore, gone.
Wow.
Gotta go. Yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah. And that is why you're smarter, because you look like way less of an idiot than me.
Oh, no. My friends made me to look like an idiot. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
There was an idiot moment that I hope that he never remembers.
Static.
Hey, good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Woo! By the way, this is Nomi. I don't know if y'all remember me last time.
You don't know me?
You don't know me. You got it. You got it.
You won the prize.
Yay. I get to be on the radio station this morning.
Hi.
Yay. No, I just wanted to call and say, like, hey, I've met Reese Roper, and he's a pretty sweet dude.
Isn't he the best?
Yeah, he is. And he actually does autographs now. He actually signs it as Justin Bieber.
And he called in this morning as Justin Bieber's doctor. So it was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic. And I get to see him on the New Year's Eve show in Denver.
Oh, that's cool. Run up to him and say, I know Steve-O.
I will. Actually, like, and I think I'm going to have dinner with Jeff. So I'll be like, yo, I know Steve-O.
Dude, actually, you got to know Joey. That's who you got to know. Because Joey, it goes way farther back with the Five Iron.
Joey B.
Yeah.
Joey Belleville.
Yeah. That's who you got to know.
yeah, I had dinner with Jeff last year in Denver. And she's like, yeah, I know Joey and all the M88 crew. I was like, hey, that's old school stuff.
That is old school. That is very old school. Yeah, Reese called in this morning. It was my Christmas surprise for Mitch because she's a crazy Five Iron
fan.
Thank
you.
So I had Reese,
oh my gosh.
Had Reese call in and pretend like he was Justin Bieber's doctor.
Oh my gosh, Mitch, now that I know, I'll be like, yo, Reese, I know Mitch.
There you go. See?
He's going to have to connect the dots for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. And then I'll be like, you need an Albuquerque show. That. Yeah.
Right. I asked him, I said, why does Albuquerque suck so much that they can't be here? But
exactly.
It might happen now.
Yeah.
I planted a seed.
You did.
Oh. And I'll carry on that feed for you, Mitch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have fun in Denver, Nomi.
I will. You guys have a good Christmas.
Wear something awesome because they're going to be filming the Project 86 music video for Fall Goliath Falls, so you have to stand out.
Yeah, actually, because I think the show's a punk rock themed show.
Yeah.
Dude, that'll be awesome.
So
I already got my dress. I'm just going to freeze my butt off, but it's okay. It's worth it. It's my body. I'm Project 86.
Woo! Yes.
Have fun.
Happy New Year.
You too. Bye.
All right, later. Joining us in studio right now, out of nowhere.
Ready?
Shane!
What is up? Good morning.
Hey. I love you. We're on the phone. What happened? Let me guess. AT&T.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't want to talk anymore.
Conversation done.
I do that too sometimes.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm pretty important.
Yeah.
So, I know. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, I was in bed when I called. I literally hadn't even got out of bed yet. And in that wing of the dungeon.
Yes, of course.
Service is not amazing. So,
why is that happen?
I don't know,
so
but
weird.
It's kind of a bummer.
Is there like a piece of metal blocking the signal?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, really? Because is this a different type of drywall in this corner of the house?
Maybe it's like a bomb shelter and you're safe forever in that room, whatever room it is.
It was built in 86, so that's a possibility, right?
Or the walls are lined in asbestos and you're dying and you don't know it.
No.
Well, you know, and then there's that thought on Christmas Eve, so... Yeah.
Thanks, Steve-O.
Hey, you know, I just got to bring it for reals.
Be prepared.
Yes, you got to bring it.
See, and that's the dad in him. It comes out. You can't help it. When you reach a certain age and you've got kids, all of a sudden, wham, dude, you're looking at every variable. I wonder if...
Yep. Yeah, no more. No more.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I got you guys presents.
What?
Yeah, I got you guys Christmas.
Why would you do that?
Presents.
Are they from the WF?
That's why I called. That's why I really called. I was like, so you're there? Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right, so you have to close your eyes, though.
Oh,
this is unsafe.
Yeah.
I'm really closing my eyes.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm coming over this way.
Okay.
Mitch?
Okay.
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 Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Just a little something.
Is this like a gingerbread tiramisu?
Yes.
Like, what is this?
It's like an amazing cake. Wow.
And I got a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. I got a gingerbread man.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
Thank you.
Base in his frosting.
Dude, so I get a call from Joey yesterday, and he was at a grocery store, and he said he was going through, and you know, it's Christmas time, so they have like a bunch of crazy stuff out, like on displays and stands. And he said he was walking by, and this woman was like floored to a point where she went out of her way to like stop Joey to ask him if he understood, because the way that they wrote it, it was a gingerbread man cake.
Yeah.
But the way that it was written on the marquee.
Gingerbread man cake?
Yeah. It was a gingerbread man cake.
Grammar, people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she was like, did they mean pancake?
And here's what's
happening. I don't understand. Freaking out. That's what happens around the Christmas time.
You know what's rad about that is, like, that's someone, whoever wrote that, their spirit is in the right place.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
This is the kind of person that you're like, dude, you can watch my kid.
Yeah.
You know? Because there is nothing going on up there that's bad.
Dude,
it's just all good.
Yeah. It was amazing. So he, of course, had to call right away, and I lost my mind.
He's not funny at all anyway. Right?
Yeah, you know, he's super serious all the time.
Dude, really Belleville, dude, that guy, I spend 2 minutes with him, and he looks like he's going to be serious because he's got these glasses.
Yeah.
And if you don't know him, he's like, looking at you, and he's like, yeah, like I'm the front.
He's got a real job now. He's all professional. He's like rocking suits.
But then, I mean, for the Echoing Green, I mean, he's an amazing singer, mm-hmm. like a super talented dude. And he'll just look at you and be like, I forget what it was.
About gingerbread
man cakes. Yeah, there you go. Bam. I remember looking at him and I'm like, he's like, the wreckage that is my life, like the ruins that are behind me. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm crying. I'm like, dude, you're awesome. You're an amazing man. Yeah. And you know what? When, remember when I lived at that old place before we bought the new house?
Yeah.
The ceiling fell in on my,
oh my gosh,
kitchen table. See, Steve-O's up on things. Dude, water leak in my house and the ceiling on Monday morning going to work, going downstairs to get coffee, the ceiling fell in.
It's like a movie scene.
Like, just like that. Water running.
Waited until Shane was in viewing.
My
like
gosh.
Range so and it that it could
Dude, I'm not exaggerating for the listening audience or to feel self-important. This happened to me.
Exactly like this.
Like that.
No embellishing.
Yeah, and so, and here's the thing. I had talked to Jay Belleville like one time. Joey, dude. I'd spoken to him like one time, and I told him this story, and he's like, where do you live at, man? And I'm like, well, we're up in the Academy, you know, Northeast Heights. He's like, yeah, dude, we live pretty close. You need to bring those kids by and get them a bath and stuff, man. I mean, but he made his home open
so nice
immediately. So on that note, dude, at Christmas time, there's a dude with a solid heart, bro.
Love
that guy.
Yeah, seriously. Jay Belleville.
For sure.
Brodus. I fake named my kid after him.
You practically named your kid.
Because I couldn't name him Joey, you know, a little kid named Joe. Well,
Joe Jeter? That'd be kind of cool.
But his name isn't Joey.
Oh, that's right. It's
that's
not.
That's his nickname.
His real name is.
And his real name isn't Joseph.
Nope.
So, like, we couldn't do Joseph.
Or Buster.
And our kid came out, like, super white with red hair and, like, blue eyes. So you can't name him Jose, which is his real name.
Is that
name.
His real name?
Yeah. Jose.
I didn't know that?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's Puerto Rican.
A Latino,
he's half
man?
Puerto Rican, half Italian. Italian, like both from like those respective countries firsthand. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Jose.
That's how you get a Joey Belleville.
Belleville.
Seriously.
So, that's yeah. Awesome. So it's like, and his, you know, I've always called him Broads or Brodus.
Yeah.
It's always been so. Brody is my homage, my honor to my best friend. Yeah.
Dude, that is so rad.
True story.
I have a huge smile on my face. You can't see me.
Unless you're on the webcam.
But I am smiling huge. Oh, yeah, there's a webcam.
In studio with us, our dear friend Shane hanging out.
Yeah, dude. So what's new this Christmas? What are you guys excited about?
Man. Family.
Family, yeah. Dude.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for family. I'm excited. Today we're bringing the family, said family, to the 2 p.m. service here at Calvary. I'm excited for that.
Nice.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's like the family service. They're going to have a birthday cake for Jesus, and the kids get to be in main service. And
that's rad.
Yeah. And so that's the kids' service at 2, and then they got a couple more at 4 and 6. But Poema's doing special worship. She's singing in the choir.
What?
Woo!
Right?
Yep.
Mitch.
Out Loud Choir.
Stoked.
I'm excited for that, and I'm excited for new traditions, because our kids are at that age where we get to start new traditions. So last night we watched Gremlins for the first time.
That is awesome!
It's a Christmas movie.
It was between that and Die Hard.
No, dude. Luke.
Luke loves Gremlins.
Jack sat by me, and he was like, oh, and he was like, okay, oh, man, oh, that guy's cute, oh, right? Luke was like on the edge of the couch.
You're right.
And his eyes, I thought, were going to fall out of his brain.
He loved it.
And there's like this one moment where I knew that like the jump scene was coming, you know what I mean? Where Stripe, like, crazy.
Yes.
The scary gremlin guy. So I'm like, crazy. And so we just looked over at Luke, wait for it, 3, 2.
That's
awesome. Oh, it was the best. And he just
thought, I'm not scared.
And then immediately went into like the tough guy, like,
yeah,
that didn't scare me. I know it's fake. I know it's a puppet. I'm good.
Dude, being a parent's awesome.
It's the best.
Dude, it's
like
so
re-experiencing
fun.
Things all over again. Yeah. We watched Raiders of the Lost Ark for the first time ever as a family this weekend.
Dude, that is awesome. You know me, worst movie ever, can't stand Harrison Ford.
Oh,
don't
like
any of those movies.
She's never seen them.
Any of them.
Dude, you know what?
Don't worry, it's on the calendar. Thursday.
For you.
That's right.
Hopefully Kelly is listening, because Chrissy, everybody knows, like, Thursday the Bransfords are coming over. And you care so little that you didn't.
I care. I just forgot. I'm sorry. I'm really
sorry.
It's
on the calendar. There's no shuffling. Do you know how hard it is to get on my
calendar?
Every
day I'm shuffling. No, yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Thursday.
Okay.
That's
it's
the only
like,
day
like,
I have open.
It's not even penciled in. It's like.
No, it's embroidered onto your shirt now. Like, you know, dang. Thursday.
Thursday it is. Yeah.
We're going to be watching some Indiana Jones.
She's never seen it.
I've never seen any
Dude,
of them.
Can I just say that one still holds? Like, there's some, like, Gremlins, I was like, oh, man, this is so bad.
Was it bad?
But it was good. But it
no,
was
it
bad,
was good, but it
was
like, yeah.
And then, but then Indy, you know.
Dude, there's nothing
timeless.
About, okay, so
timeless.
I called you like 3 weeks ago or something, and I'm like, on a Saturday or whatever it was. It was longer. It was just right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I called you, and I was like, dude, I gotta find this trilogy today. You ever get the itch for that movie?
Yeah.
And you know which movie that? And so here's the thing. I didn't know about Hastings. My wife had told me they had all closed down. I'm being totally serious. Okay, here, and I totally believed her because she's my wife. Dude. Right. Why would she lie to me? Right? I mean, why would you do that to me?
Right.
Right?
I mean, right?
Knowing that I have needs and that I watch movies like some people like receive gifts like summit like high mountains.
You watch movies like people eat.
Yes, dude. they feed me. Yes. That's perfect.
You're good and you're ground in reality.
So dude,
ground. Ground in reality.
So I'm like, so I find out that Hastings is open. You could imagine my surprise and delight, right? As I go skipping in there, like, what's wrong with that guy? I don't know. You guys are still here. What do you have to do? Hug me, hold me, right? So I go down this aisle and I find, find it. Dude, I love, the Last Crusade.
Yeah.
That's my movie. Because I love,
I don't know. It's about, here.
Because I want to tell you all about what I can't tell you about right now. But let me just say this. Dude, it does something for the soul. For me.
We named our dog Indiana Jones because of that one specifically. Because of a line in Last Crusade. We purposely did that.
Which line? Plug your headphones.
Does it matter? Okay.
Yeah, you can't hear us.
You know, because when you find out that like they named the dog Indiana.
Oh, yeah, after him. Yeah, there you go. Right, yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right.
Okay, go ahead. You can.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good. You're good.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're good. You, yeah. Yes, you.
So, there it
I'm
is.
Sorry, I was plugging my ears.
It's all good.
I can't.
So it is Christmas Eve. Any traditions? Dude, anything new this year?
You know what? My wife's family is amazing. We get together on tonight, actually Christmas Eve, and we all bake and bring stuff, and they're super awesome. The Peabody family.
Okay.
Probably aren't listening, but they should be. As should everyone, right?
Hey,
but
no, it's Christmas Eve,
dude. They are super rad people, and it's a quality household. And over the years, this is going to be my sixth year with them. They've taken really good care of me. She makes a ham every year just for me because I like ham. So, yeah, they go above and beyond. They're super awesome.
All right.
Yeah, 7 grandkids. So, yeah, just go to their big-round family.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what I got to say? To all the people that are out there right now listening, God bless you guys.
Yes.
I hope that you and your family have an amazing Christmas Eve, an amazing Christmas day.
It is a beautiful, beautiful day. I love this time of year.
Yeah.
It's always fun. And so we want to know, Christmas traditions, what are you doing? It's Christmas Eve. What do you got on the calendar for the day?
A lot of people working.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, you know, it's Christmas Eve. What else?
I know.
Do what you got to do.
We are here. So let us know, facebook.com/MySaticRadio, if your church is having a cool event tonight like ours is here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Someone said they were going to
in Orlando!
Eve.
What?
Joshua, you know, whatever. Brian says, celebrate the family service at Legacy Church.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's going to be sweet.
All right.
So there you go.
Let us know what your church is doing, facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Some Dustin Kinstrew for you now. Thank you, Shane. Oh, what did I do? What did I do?
There you go. You're welcome.
Okay,
and we're back.
Don't breathe.
Don't move.
Merry Christmas. I love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for the present.
I love you guys.
I'm going to eat it right now. Is that weird?
Dig in. No, that's why I bought it. It's breakfast.
Okay, good. I love it.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Jumpsuit Apparatus, Am I the Enemy?
I never want that song to end.
I don't either. I love that band so much. I can't wait to see them live on February 12th. Wait! I'm not allowed to talk about it. Okay. You know what? It's Christmas Eve.
If you're going to see them live, where would you want
to... Write it on your calendar.
Where would you want to see them live?
I'm sure we'll announce it in the new year. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
That's so crazy. February 12th, Lobo Theater. About it. Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater.
Yes. Dude!
Oh my gosh. We can't talk about this.
We can't talk about this. Going to be the biggest show of all time. Benefit, fundraiser for Static Radio.
We have to be good. Especially since not that's set in stone. But not we have to get other details. We have to get other details.
Okay.
Before we can talk about it.
What are you doing for Christmas? Give us a call. Static.
Shalom. Oh, my God. Dude, this is so weird.
Why?
Because I'm actually watching you guys on webcam.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, this is just so weird.
Yeah.
Hey. No offense against any of you, but I'll never do this again.
It's weird,
you
right?
You know what?
It is very weird. And Shane, he's just so animated when he was talking.
I know.
And I'm like, what's going on? Because the music's playing. And I'm like, what the heck? And then the way he hugged Mitch, he grabbed her head. And I'm like, what the heck?
That's
and I'm
Shane.
Like,
what?
Yeah. Dude, he kissed me. Yeah, did you see him kiss me?
He kissed Steve-O.
He's a very affectionate dude.
Yeah,
but that dude rocks. But yeah, that's what I'm doing today. I think it's pretty trippy. I don't think I'll be doing this thing, but I'm off today. I'm never off during the week. I don't have a smartphone or anything. But yeah.
You know what? I used to listen to the webcam as well back in the day, mm-hmm. and I had to minimize it. I felt so creeped out. Because half the time it was just your face, right there.
And then when the weirdest thing is when you guys are talking, it's fine because I can hear what you guys are moving. You know what I mean? But when the radio's on and you guys are, I'm like, what the heck? Who sits here and just watches this all day?
I'm sure there are those.
It's okay.
But I had to check you out, man. I'm off today. I'm off tomorrow. We watched some movies, The Fourth Kind yesterday, and Cable Guy and Elf, and today I'm going to try to watch It's a Wonderful Life. I've been struggling with that with my wife.
Dude,
That'll be a good one. Is it good?
You've never seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
Dude.
Okay, in a serious moment, one of seven in 2012 for me. It is one of the greatest movies of all time.
He
dude.
Really does love it.
It is on my list.
We were supposed to watch it yesterday, but then I put it on the cable and there was some boxing on, so I had to watch it was a title fight and I had to watch that.
It's a classic.
It's a classic and it's not really a lighthearted movie.
It's a different time period. So you gotta go. You gotta take your mind back.
It's not like Elf.
No. So just know, dude. It's a rough one. Is one of the best movies.
Beautiful.
Okay, check it out, dude, because I'm a crier. I cry on commercials.
Oh,
I cry on The Voice, bro.
Dude.
And so am I going to cry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just know that if you don't cry, you're not really saved. I'm just kidding.
Dude, I'm a crybaby, bro, so you won't have to worry about
that. Okay, good. It's a fantastic movie. I cannot. You have to call us after you see it.
All right, I'll do it definitely.
All right, man. Pool Boy, we love you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys and your families. Have a good time and just love the ones you're with, man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, God bless.
God bless you too. Pool Boy from Cruises.
Pool Boy.
We are 20 minutes away.
What are you doing for Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Want to know.
We are going to be here.
Josh says he's waiting for his flight to get here in Orlando.
So sad. I'm in Orlando. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's all right. Tara says, going to the dentist, then Christmas Eve service this evening at church.
You know what's cool? Speaking of the dentist, I was watching the news yesterday, and my son's dentist, actually. Mm-hmm. They're doing this really cool thing today for like 4 hours or something. Free.
Nice.
Free dental work.
That's cool.
At all their locations. They were like, you know what?
It's going to be packed.
Do something cool. Yeah, it was first come, first serve, and I'm pretty sure they've already started, so I'm pretty sure they're good to go.
Yeah.
But it was like, wow, that's cool. And it was on the news last night. Big deal. So I love this time of year. You see some cool things.
Yeah.
I just wish this would carry over to, like, say, March and people were still cool. Because then people go back into
April,
being...
But April, it's over.
Yeah. People go back into, like, jerky mode. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, they go back into really busy, don't have time for anything mindset. And, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yesterday, I braved the roads... And it was really difficult. People were being very pushy drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised, but then again, I wasn't. I'm like, I just had to keep reminding myself it was Christmas time.
Chrissy went out for random Christmas shopping yesterday that mm-hmm. she hadn't gotten done yet. And yeah, she said it was awful.
It's bad.
It was crazy. So, all right, we're going to keep the music going. Tell us what you're doing for Christmas. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm going to listen to some MXPX.
Sounds good.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Christmas, everybody.
That was Dustin Kendrew.
Merry Christmas Eve, anyways.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Song called Oh Holy Night. Steve-O and Mitch.
It's a little shindig that you may not have heard.
Yeah.
A little song.
Is it too early for Christmas? I mean,
are you kidding me?
It's Christmas Eve.
You realize it's Christmas Eve. Is it
there is a 30% chance.
Don't even talk about it. No, don't even say it. Don't even say it right now. That's not possible.
You're seeing the clouds
Stop
in
it.
The sky.
Stop it. That's not possible. I don't want to hear...
See what the old app
don't
says.
Don't you dare. No, it doesn't say anything.
I've got one of them weather apps that are 40% accurate.
It doesn't. 40%. Depending on what square...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What
well, even app to app. Are you kidding me? Okay, watch this. Let's see what this app
says. Yeah, app
says.
To app. Ugh. Don't even talk about it. It's so bad.
High of 47, low of 26. Okay. This one's got a photo of a cloud and...
It says right now it's 30 degrees. Feels like 25.
Dude, it says, look at this. Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy. Snow showers
Stop
in the
saying
afternoon.
That word. That's a curse word. Do not say that.
All right.
Because it's not even true.
Areas
You're
lying. Of blowing snow after midnight. Snow accumulation up to 1 inch in the foothills.
Oh, in the foothills. Blowing snow. That's like not even real snow.
All right. So let's see what my other app says.
You know, I was angry when I saw seven days ago they put out this forecast and they're like 30% chance of snow and I cursed it.
Okay, you want to see how stupid apps are?
Yeah.
My last app said it was what?
30 degrees right now?
Yeah.
So it feels like 25?
My other one, the one that what's it called? The one that comes standard on the iPhone, right?
Yeah.
The Apple one?
Mm-hmm.
18 degrees.
Oh, it's such a liar.
How is it that far off?
It's such a lie.
It says it's 18 degrees right now.
Such a lie.
Yeah.
You know where liars go? Apps. Lying apps go. Straight to hell.
Purgatory.
Purgatory, yeah. I see what you did there. Purgatory. Oh, that was really lame.
Yeah, all right. Coming back, we've got an all Christmas record for you. It is Christmas Eve. We want to know what you're doing for Christmas Eve. Join us. We'll be hanging out today right here at Calvary Albuquerque for a very special Christmas Eve service.
Yes, you're taking your familia.
I am to the 2 o'clock service. That's a family service. So all the kids are welcome in Main Sanctuary. There's going to be birthday cake for Jesus. It's going to be a blast.
And I will be at every single service.
And that's because you're in the choir.
That's right. I'm singing. I'm in this room and I'm singing.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's Poema?
Oh, see, they said that they would come in if they could.
Yeah. It's like 8 minutes until the record. I just realized.
So maybe they can't. They are singing. They are providing Christmas tunes and some worship for us today at here at Calvary Albuquerque for the 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock service.
No.
So they're preparing.
Not acceptable.
Are you seriously?
I was going to text them right now.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Tell them we're never playing them again.
Oh, really?
Lies, hollow threats. So join us today, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, right here at Calvary Albuquerque for a Christmas Eve service. If you got nothing going on, if you do, let us know what you're doing.
Yes, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's right. Coming right back, we will do our cover to cover, As Stars Shine Bright, a Christmas record done here, actually.
Right, in some Studio 150.
Sarah Mason, some Chrissy Jeter, some Evan Wickham, some Ives, some good stuff. It's coming up. T-minus 7 minutes.
There you go.
To get you there, we got Johnny Cash, some Abel, Sebo and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right, it is 9 o'clock, which means time for cover to cover. We thought today we would do a special cover to cover. This one coming to you from here.
Straight from here.
Yeah, it's called A Star Shine Bright. It's a... 08. Okay. I knew it was recently. Some cool covers on there. One cover of AVA with a beautiful singer.
Yeah.
Probably the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah?
Yeah. She also has the coolest husband I've ever met.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever.
Some
Ever Stays Red, The Rounders, Ives, My Beautiful Wife. Some Sarah Mason on there as well.
There you go.
Good stuff. So without further ado, cover to cover today, As Stars Shine Bright. A nice collective for you on this Christmas Eve. God bless you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And we'll see you in like...
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Tomorrow. Because we'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll totally be here.
Totally be here tomorrow.
Yep. Nothing pre-recorded.
Nope.
All live on Christmas.
Never.
Because everybody listening is going to really want to just tune into us tomorrow and not be with their families.
Exactly. So we're going to be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do.
Yep.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. There you go.
There you go.
I thought it started like build the anticipation.
Anticipation of silence.
Yeah, there it is. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. And there it is. That's a good record, yo.
Yeah.
If I say so myself.
It's still going.
Yeah, it's the false ending. Now the choir just fades out. I'll tell you what, that girl that sang that song, she could sing, yo.
She did.
That's actually an original hymn, like a new hymn.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay,
it does.
Good.
Because you think hymns, that's
classic. That was written in like the 1700s. Nope.
A few years ago.
I believe our dear friend Skip Heitzig. And I know Beenix was a part of like when that all came together.
How do they do that? They're like amazing.
Ridiculously talented at everything.
At everything.
Makes me crazy, I know.
Like, I played clarinet for a year, so I know,
yeah.
I don't know it at all.
Yeah, wrote that hymn.
And, so amazing.
And my wife got to... Sing
it.
So that is from As Stars Shine Bright, a super fresh collaboration for Christmas. We thought it'd be a good Christmas Eve record to get you guys ready for whatever it is you have to do. I pray that it's going to be amazing, that you enjoy your Christmas service wherever you are attending.
Please try and attend one.
Yeah, you enjoy your family. If you don't have one to go to, I encourage you to come to ours. We will be... hanging out. 2 p.m. is the one I'm going to. That's a family service. Mm-hmm. All the kids are welcome here at Calvary Albuquerque in the main sanctuary. There's going to be cake for Jesus' birthday. And then at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, I don't want to say it's going to be the for real service. It's just going to be the one where, you know, less kids.
Yeah.
I.e. none.
Right.
Like they get to go to kids'
they
church.
They go to Bible Island.
And then, you know, all three services, though, the
I
Out Loud car.
Yes.
You're going to be rocking it?
Yes.
Are you allowed to? Don't tell us. Never mind. I was going to say the songs. You guys are singing. I don't want to.
Silent Night.
No, he ruined it!
Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Stop it!
Oh, Holy Night. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Spoiler alert.
It's a bunch of Christmas songs. We have actually another one that's not a Christmas song, but it's much a Christmas
Poema is going to be rocking it as well, so I encourage you to check it out. All the details, calvaryabq.org. That it is it for us.
That's it.
Until tomorrow, Christmas Day, because we're totally going to be here.
Yep.
Not about to go pre-record everything.
Nope.
It's going to be interesting because how are we going to go about pretending like we know what we got for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to be here.
Maybe we just won't even address it.
Okay, good job. I like that idea.
We just won't address
it. As long as we don't tell anybody, we're not really here.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Magic of radio.
Didn't work.
All right. Merry Christmas Eve. If you missed it earlier, I got to share Reese Roper with you.
Thank you. I was I was wondering when this day was going to happen.
It happened.
It's the best day.
Best day?
Yes.
Yes. I win.
You win.
My Christmas present's the best.
The best.
Okay, good. All right. That's it then. Merry Christmas. I'll see you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas Eve. See you tomorrow.
Hey, sweet. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. Oh
Mm-hmm.